Hey everyone, and welcome to this deep dive. Today we're going to kind of explore King David. You know, he was warrior king, right? But we're going to be looking at the spiritual side of his reign. And to help us do that, we have excerpts from Dr. August Kunkel's lectures on the Book of Chronicles. Now, Chronicles isn't just a regular historical book. It really dives into how David organized leadership, especially when it comes to the temple.
Yeah, Chronicles really emphasizes how important the temple was, would you say? It portrays it as more than just a building, right? It was the heart and soul of their whole nation. That's the place where they connected with God.
Yeah, that's right. So if David dedicated so much energy to organizing the temple, what does that tell us about what he thought was important? And it's interesting because while Chronicles mentions his military leaders, it spends a lot more time on, wait, remind me again, who exactly were the Levites? I always get them mixed up.
Oh, right. So the Levites were kind of like the ones who kept the temple running smoothly. They were responsible for pretty much everything. The upkeep, the rituals, the music, and the security, like the whole shebang. They were the gears that kept this sacred machine going.
Gotcha. So it sounds like they weren't just like, you know, sweeping up the floors. They had a pretty big responsibility.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Dr. Kunkel talks about how there were 24 families of Levites, and they took turns serving at the temple throughout the year. So what's the significance of, like, organizing it that way?
Well, it suggests a pretty sophisticated system. It suggests a level of dedication and organization, you know, way beyond just keeping the lights on.
Mm.
It also shows us that the temple needed people there all the time. It was super central to their lives. And according to Chronicles, David himself set up this system, which makes you think that even practical leadership was tied to God, you know, divine authority.
So for David, a smoothly functioning temple was a key part of leadership. I mean, that's kind of a unique perspective, isn't it? Usually when you think about leaders, you think about military power or political strategy. But here's David understanding the importance of the spiritual side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't just about having people at the temple. It was also about the kind of work they were doing. Dr. Kunkel talks about how the Levites actually worked with the priests. That's different from what they did before. And the word avoda, I think that was how you pronounce it. Well, it means work, like service. But it takes on a whole new meaning here.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about avoda. What makes it so special?
Well, it's not just any old work. It's work as an act of worship. Like they're part of a divine order. Just imagine that. Every little task, no matter how small, they felt connected to something much bigger than themselves.
Whoa, that really changes how you see their roles, you know? It gives so much more meaning to their work. Like, what if we approached our lives like that? What if we saw all our work at our jobs, at home, in our communities as that avoda, like we're contributing to something bigger?
It's definitely a powerful idea, and it really makes you think about doing things with intention. It's not just what you do, but why you do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So thinking about those Levites and this whole idea of avoda, I'm seeing a much more, nuanced view of leadership here. It's not just about power and conquest. It's about organization and spiritual devotion and creating a system where even ordinary tasks, even boring tasks, have a deeper meaning.
Yeah, and if the temple was like the nation's heart and the Levites were keeping it beating, keeping it alive, what does that tell us about leadership in ancient Israel? What kind of leadership really mattered?
That is a great question. Maybe it wasn't just about the guys at the top, you know, calling all the shots. Maybe it was about the ones working behind the scenes, making sure the spiritual heart of the nation stayed strong.
Yeah. Definitely something to think about, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of those behind the scenes roles, Dr. Kunkel goes on to describe how some Levites had a special job. They had to keep the temple's sacred objects pure. Sacred objects, huh? Mm. Like, what kind of objects are we even talking about? What made them so sacred?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. These were important artifacts, you know, like things that represented their history, their identity even, like the Ark of the Covenant. Can you imagine having to take care of something like that?
Whoa, the Ark of the Covenant? Yeah, that definitely adds a whole other level to the Levites' work. I always pictured them as, I don't know, more like organizers or caretakers. But they were also guardians of these super important pieces of history. That must have been an incredible honor.
It totally was.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows how much David trusted them. But it also highlights how connected they were to the physical and the spiritual. You know, those objects weren't just valuable historically. They were seen as having divine power, you know.
So they weren't just dusting off relics. They were guardians of the nation's spiritual heritage, like a museum curator, a historian, and a spiritual caretaker all in one. You'd need some serious knowledge and skills for a job like that.
You got it. They needed to have a deep understanding of all those rituals and practices. and a good eye for detail. Because purity was super important back then, so those objects had to be cleaned, repaired, and stored in very specific ways.
Wow, think about all that care and attention to detail. It kind of reminds me of those Japanese artisans who spend years, like their whole lives, perfecting a single craft. It's that same dedication, you know, preserving something precious for future generations.
That's a great comparison. And it really gets at the heart of that avoda idea, right? That devotion, that meticulous care. It makes even ordinary tasks feel more important.
Speaking of avoda, earlier we were talking about all those things the Levites did, you know, the rituals, the music, taking care of those sacred objects. But Dr. Kunkel also mentions security, which makes sense given how important the temple was. I mean, were there specific Levites who focused on security?
Definitely. I mean, security was huge, especially since the temple wasn't just a religious center.
Yeah.
It was a symbol of their whole nation, their unity and power. Just imagine if someone attacked it or, like, desecrated it. It would have been a devastating blow to everyone.
So these guys weren't just guards. They were protecting something way bigger. That must have given their work a whole other dimension.
Exactly. They were guardians of the nation's spiritual heart, protecting it from any threat. Physical or spiritual.
Mm.
And if we think back to that word avoda, that whole work is devotion thing, it has an even deeper meaning now, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. It wasn't just about protecting property. They were protecting the nation's soul. Their work showed their faith and their commitment to something bigger.
It's true. And it reminds us that leadership doesn't always look the same. You know those Levites? They might not have led armies or made political decisions, but their role was crucial. They were important.
And it challenges us to rethink what it means to be a leader, right? It's not about always being in the spotlight or having a fancy title. Sometimes the most important leadership happens behind the scenes, quietly keeping things running and protecting what matters most.
It's pretty humbling when you think about it. We all have opportunities to do that in our own lives. You know, whether it's volunteering or mentoring someone at work or even just being there for a friend or family member, we can all contribute, right? We can all be part of something bigger.
It's easy to think that leadership is about big decisions and making grand gestures, but Chronicles shows us that real leadership is in the details, those everyday acts of service, that devotion that keeps things running smoothly.
And those unsung heroes, the ones who work hard behind the scenes, they're important too. The Levites show us that true leadership isn't about wanting recognition or power. It's about making a real contribution, no matter how small.
So we've talked a lot about the Levites, but they were just one part of how David organized things. What about those other leaders, the ones who managed, like, the more practical day-to-day stuff of running a kingdom? What were they like?
Yeah, before we move on, it's really interesting that the chronicler spends so much time talking about the Levites, would you say? It's like he's telling us they were the foundation of a strong nation.
You're right. It's almost as if he's saying that being spiritually healthy was the most important thing, even more than having a powerful military or being politically influential.
It really is a fascinating perspective.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about our own priorities today. What do we think are the most important things for a successful society?
That's a great question. And how did those other leaders fit in? You know, the military commanders, the tribal officers, the administrators, did they feel the same way about the spiritual side of things, or were they more focused on just the practical stuff of governing?
That's a fantastic question and something we should definitely look into. But before we jump into that, there's something else that stood out to me about the Levites and their roles that I think we should talk about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What was it about the Levites that caught your eye? I mean, it seems like everything about their job was tied to that avoda, right?
Mm.
That idea of work as an act of worship. It's like their whole purpose in life was to serve something bigger.
Yeah, and that's why I think their example is so relevant for us today. You know, it's easy to feel like what we do, especially in big organizations, doesn't really make a difference. Like we're just a tiny part of something huge. But the Levites show us how important each role is, how even little tasks can contribute to a much bigger purpose.
That's so true. It's a good reminder for all of us, no matter what we do.
All right, so let's shift gears a bit. Let's talk about those other leaders that Dr. Kunkel talks about. It's interesting. Even when Chronicles talks about military commanders, tribal officers, and administrators, there's still that emphasis on working for the greater good.
So it's not all about, like, just brute force and political stuff.
Right. Think about the military commanders. Chronicles tells us David split the army into 12 groups, and they each served for 1 month every year. And that wasn't just for military reasons. It also meant that the soldiers could go back home to their families and farms. It kept the army from being a burden on the people.
Wow, that's pretty smart. It shows that David understood that keeping the nation safe and keeping people happy were both important. He couldn't just focus on having a powerful army. He had to think about the impact on people's lives, you know, the social and economic impact.
Absolutely. Everything was connected. A strong army was important for protection, but you also needed a stable and thriving society to support that army.
Yeah, like a cycle, keeping everything in balance. So the military commanders were there for security. What about those tribal officers? What did they do?
Well, they were like regional leaders. They made sure David's laws were followed, and they were in charge of justice in their own tribes, kind of like the glue that held the kingdom together, making sure everything ran smoothly on a local level.
So, like David's representatives throughout the kingdom, sounds like a lot of responsibility.
It was, and it shows that David could delegate. He could trust other people to do the job right. He couldn't be everywhere at once, so he needed good leaders in each region to represent him and make sure everyone was treated fairly.
That makes sense. It takes a good leader to realize they can't do everything themselves and let others share the responsibility. So what about those administrators that Dr. Kunkel talks about? They sound a bit more, I don't know, like background players.
Yeah, kinda. They were the ones who kept things running day to day, managing money, public works, taxes, all those essential things that no one really thinks about, but they're crucial for any society to function.
Right. It's easy to forget about those roles, but they're super important. I mean, without a good system for managing resources and providing those essential services, even the best leader would have a tough time governing.
Absolutely. And it shows how important it is to be competent and pay attention to detail. Those administrators, they may not have been as famous as the military commanders or the tribal officers, but their work was just as important.
So it sounds like David had a whole team of leaders with different skills and expertise, and Chronicles shows them all working together, each playing their part to create a strong kingdom where people could thrive, you know, a place where their spiritual life could flourish.
And that brings us back to what we've been talking about,
Yeah.
the different ways to be a leader. It's not just about power or leading armies. It's about making a system where everyone can contribute and work together towards a shared goal.
And understanding that both the spiritual side and the practical side are important, the things people see and the things that happen behind the scenes. Chronicles shows us that good leadership means finding the right balance between all those things.
Such a powerful message. And it's still relevant today. Whether we're leading a team at work, volunteering in our community, or just being good parents or friends, the lessons from David's time are timeless. Find that balance, appreciate everyone's contribution, and remember that true leadership is always about serving something bigger than yourself.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into King David and the Book of Chronicles. We hope you've enjoyed this new way of looking at leadership. Maybe it sparks some new ideas about how you can make a difference in your own life and in your community.
That's what we hope for. And until next time, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep on diving deep.